Frustration over teacher layoffs and public school program cutbacks statewide has prompted a new year-long campaign intent on getting state government to go back to the drawing board. Educate New York Now is demanding that lawmakers uphold New York's constitutional obligation to provide all students with a quality education. New York State United Teachers Executive Vice President Andy Pallotta outlines the initiative.
It's to give voice to parents, to students, community groups, to make sure that we are all on the same page. It's a grassroots effort, which is something that NYSET wants to get heavily involved in, building partnerships with community-based organizations, parent groups, to make sure that the deep cuts that we've sustained over these last 3 years are addressed.
Billy Easton of the Alliance for Quality Education explains the campaign will organize a series of activities to highlight the issues that Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislators must address to put New York State back on a path to providing every student with a sound basic education as required by the state constitution.
This is a much broader and deeper effort than has ever been undertaken in New York State, which will be a 12-month effort. That's what we're starting now. We're starting now to assess what happens in next year's legislative session in Albany and to make sure that the stories, the local stories, are told by parents, by school superintendents, by school board members, by community members, by people directly affected, to tell what the stories are of the impact of all of these state policies on the quality of education.
Easton notes that about 93% of school budgets were passed last Tuesday, indicating that most New Yorkers support education. And that puts the tax cap high on Educate New York Now's agenda. Again, NYSET's Andy Pallotta.
We believe that this tax cap is undemocratic. It has forced people and districts to vote for school budgets, even though they knew there would be harm, but it was better than getting the zero, which they may have had to endure without passing their budget. The state, as has been stated, has reduced its role and is passing that buck onto the localities. But with the tax cap, a locality can't address the issue. So we have less money coming in from the state and forcing a locality to deal with Albany's issues by piercing the cap. And we all know that many districts tried to pierce the cap, and the disgrace on that is, for example, New Paltz was able to get 59%, better than 59% of the vote for their budget, but not pierce the 60%, and therefore their budget failed. So we need to address these issues, which are hurting school districts around the state.
The group is specifically targeting Governor Cuomo's education policies, which they say have done more damage than good to education. The governor's office did not return calls for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.